Love it.
Hate it.
It's our life. So what's up, guys? Welcome to our very first
podcast.
My name is Miguel.
Mine is Nancy.
My wife, Nancy, has been married with me for a total of 9 years now.
Oh, my God.
We're just going to go over for our first podcast, do this really canned question air back and forth. And we're going to learn a little bit about each other and maybe learn things that we don't know and that we want you to learn as well as we go through this journey. So I guess in the fruit of being a gentleman, I will ask for my wife to go first.
What makes you... Oh, I thought I was asking those questions to you. Oops. Okay. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Good question. I think a good superpower is one that you could... I guess it kind of depends on the scenario. But if I were to choose a superpower right now, I think the superpower of speed... would be very helpful, because just there's never enough time one day to finish everything I want to finish. There's so many things I want to do and so many places I want to go. And I think if there was speed in me, superpower speed, I think it would definitely help me out. What do you think about that?
Speed?
Yeah. What would be your superpower?
My superpower would be to be teleported everywhere. That way I can get everywhere fast, faster than how we get to places now.
Curious, where would you teleport first?
The Bahamas. Which we still need to go to.
You know, we live in Miami. I think we're like less than an hour away from the Bahamas, and we have gone across the pond, if you will, to Europe, to Italy, to Jamaica.
Have yet to conquer the Bahamas.
Yeah, I know, right? It's crazy. But maybe one day. I'm sure we will. So let's jump into a new question, and that question is going to be for you, Nancy. And that question is, let's see here, what makes you feel overwhelmed? Getting into a little bit more of a tougher question. I like throwing the hard balls.
I think what makes me overwhelmed is a lot of laundry.
And do we have a lot of laundry? For those that don't know, on our podcast, we have a total of 4 children. 3 living with us currently. The 4th child, Alex, has actually moved on and moved out. He also has a son. And the other 2 boys and 1 girl are still living with us in our apartment. So the load of laundries are pretty overwhelming. I could agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What's your favorite part of our marriage?
The favorite part of our marriage, I think there's a few things that keep me running every day. And one of that is the fact that you're completely different from all those women out there. And not to downplay the women out there, don't take this the wrong way, but there's a lot of women out there that are stuck up, that feel like they're entitled to everything in this world. Do you have that? Maybe sometimes. But
not that much.
You know, the fact that you also know how to, what a lot of men say on the online, does she know how to boil water? Because there's a lot of beautiful women out there that don't know how to cook, don't know how to clean, don't know how to do anything. And You know, I respectfully think that you can accomplish all those things. Are you overwhelmed sometimes? I think so. And I think one day we'll be able to fix that. But, I mean, right now, at least we're in a situation where you're a beautiful woman.
Thanks.
And you could accomplish a lot of things and do a lot of things. You know, sometimes you forget, but so do I. So I can't hate you for that. Do I get mad? Of course. We're all human. But I think we do pretty well. And I think that's my favorite part of this marriage is where you're a well-balanced woman, where you're not perfect, but nor am I.
We're striving.
But we're at least, yeah, we're at least pushing to that. So with that said, what can I do to encourage or support you better? And maybe that in turn help me make more favorite parts of our marriage.
Maybe put away some clothes.
Oh, man.
Maybe wash sometimes. I mean, when you're home, which is basically all the time, since I'm the one that goes outside to work and he stays home working.
Well, to clarify, I do travel a lot. I mean, there's times that I'm out of town for a week, maybe 2 weeks.
That's why I said when you're home.
Exactly. So I do work from home, but, you know, I do travel a lot. So there is some times that I'm not home. But, yeah, I think I can help out a little bit more. I really think for all those work at home individuals, men or women, I think it becomes difficult because you staying home and not doing much. It's so comfortable just working, clocking out and just going to sleep.
But then again, you do a lot. Not to downplay on what you don't do, because just because you're home doesn't mean that you're not doing anything. Because a lot of people think that because you're home, oh my God, you're not doing much. And but he does do a lot. He does conquer a lot in one day. So let's see, another question. What is your best memory of our dating years?
What's the best memory of our dating years? I think the best memory that I had and I still have, I'll share two memories. The first memory was we used to talk until, you know, just like every other teenager out there talk. But we were grown-ups and just talk on the phone all day long. To the point where we're snoring on the phone at each other.
That's basically what my son does right now with his girlfriend.
Yeah, you know,
we were just like that.
Funny thing is I didn't tell you because it was already late.
I think we didn't have FaceTime, so we couldn't do that part, but
right.
We did the phone part.
Exactly.
That would have been fun, though, FaceTiming each other.
But, you know, the funny thing is, talking about Anthony, just real quick, a side tangent. Yesterday, I was trying to listen to some music on my Bluetooth headset. And I turned on my Bluetooth headset that I have next to my desk. And then it automatically connected to Anthony's phone. And all I heard was snoring, which brought it's funny how you say this question, because it brings back that memory of us talking on the phone. We used to read the Bible and then end up falling asleep together. From where we're respectfully living at that particular time. The second memory that I can say that I really remember and that I felt that was pretty special was I think when I first asked you on a date, I asked you, what was your favorite food and all that. And you went through Italian and pizza and all that. And I was like, man, you know, I would go to Miami and have some pizza with you. And long and behold, I just took a bus and came down. You know, the funny thing is now.
I think that was my favorite memory.
Yeah. The funny thing is.
The first time we met.
Yeah. Yeah. The funny thing is, you know, although I came down here to have a date with you and have some pizza, as ridiculous as that might sound, we actually.
I'm going to make you move to Miami.
We ended up never having a slice of pizza that day.
Yes, we did. We did with the kids.
Yeah, that was several years later.
That
was not the day we met.
That week that you were down here.
I think so.
We went to eat pizza with the kids.
At JC's.
And we took pictures and everything. I remember the pictures.
JC's Pizzeria.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But I guess I'm referring to the day we met.
Okay.
The day we met was Denny's. And the funniest thing happened. This is part of that memory. The funniest thing happened at Denny's. You remember?
Yeah, all the music was love songs.
All the music in the background in Denny's was all love songs. It was just like a perfect cheap date, if you will. It wasn't so cheap because I still had to travel to Miami. But it was definitely memorable, and I still have not forgotten that day. So, yeah.
Yeah, by the way, side note, I was the one that kissed him first when we first met.
So, let's see here. Let's jump to something fun. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, man.
And why?
That's a hard one. Favorite movie. Geez, there's a lot of them. I would have to say The Devil Wears Prada.
And why?
Because I just love that movie. I think that, I forgot her name, Hathaway.
Anna Hathaway.
She's just my favorite actress, I think. She does so good in that movie, and I don't know, she inspired me for fashion and stuff.
True.
What is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie, let's see here. I think my favorite movie has to be, believe it or not, one that comes to my mind that it's a little off-centering, is Equilibrium. Equilibrium is an action movie, but it's based in the future, and the main story, I'm sorry to spoil it for some people that probably haven't seen it, but it's been 20 something years since that movie has came out. So if you haven't watched it yet, then maybe you should. But basically, the government took away feeling and art and reading and all those things that we think about on a daily basis. It was just wiped clean, and we no longer have that feeling until this cop, gets a chance to feel actually a little dog from his friend. And, he had to kill his friend because they had no feelings, so they just killed him. Anyways, check it out. Equilibrium, really great movie. It's pretty old. It has the guy that did Batman.
I remember now.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great movie. And it was, for its time, it was really good. So what's, Nancy, tell me what's your favorite thing about yourself?
My favorite thing about myself would be that I'm very caring. And I like to go out of my way to help others.
I agree. What's a part, now that you say about caring, what's something that you can share that you've done, and just share with everybody? What's something that
caring? I don't know. I guess for most of the people that I work with, like, because I work with girls that are in the foster system, and I'm not going into depth, but I like to help them out as much as possible. Sometimes I go out of my way to make sure that, if they're hungry, I feed them. And if they need anything, I'm there to support them or just help them.
And I can attend to that.
So, let's see. Which would be the hardest for you to give up? Coffee or chocolate?
Oh, man. I think man, it's hard to answer that. I really like
he likes both.
And I really like coffee. I think the harder one would be chocolate, because you can have chocolate really for anything. You can have chocolate after food. You can have chocolate before food. You can have chocolate as a snack. Coffee is more like a morning drink, even though I drink coffee
at 24/7.
I can drink coffee 24/7, exactly. I can have it as a meal replacement at this point. But yeah, definitely chocolate. Chocolate has always been my favorite. Maybe that's probably why my weight's where it's at, because of my love of chocolate. But yeah, how about you? What would you say is a difficult thing to give away? And I will ask this: pizza or pasta?
Oh man, probably pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
So you would, if you have to eat one of them for the rest of your life, you would eat pasta for the rest of your life?
Yeah. I should be born Italian because I love pasta. So, yeah, I think pasta is hard to give up.
So if you can master a musical instrument, what instrument you think you would be able to master?
If I can master an instrument, maybe a guitar.
Guitar?
Yeah.
Acoustic or electric?
Acoustic is a regular guitar, right?
Yeah. Acoustic is a non-electric guitar.
Okay, well, an electric one.
Electric one is like, I guess
they can. I mean, if you know one, you know the other, isn't it?
True, true, good point.
I think the difficult one would be the electric, right?
No, like you said, if you know one, you'll know the other.
Oh, so. What about you?
You know, ever since I was a child, I always wanted to learn violin. I even convinced my dad a long time ago to buy a violin so I can learn it. And I took it pretty serious when I first got it. I really wanted to learn it. I really looked into it. Unfortunately, YouTube wasn't such a big thing. So I had to look online and look at books. Ladies and gentlemen, there are still books out there that teach you that the internet can't. But I can never play anything on it. I tried and I tried and I tried and I just like, at one point I just gave up because life started getting in the way. But definitely violin.
Cool. If you could change your age forever, what age would you choose to be and why?
I think if I can change my age but not change my life right now, I guess you can say. So I'm still married kind of thing and it not be illegal. I think 18, maybe even 17 was probably the best time of my life. And the reason why is because I had all my hair still. My weight was in a good position and I was pretty active. Unfortunately, when I got married, I kind of gave those things up because life got too busy. Of course, I'm trying to get it now in order and all that, but it's very difficult. I think my trainer gave up on me because he doesn't message me anymore. But hey, I mean, that's 17 or 18. I think it's the perfect time. How about you, Nancy?
I would have to say 21.
21? Well, and again, this is with the speculation of me being able to do everything
now. You can't be legal at 17. You can't drink. You can't go out. You have a curfew at 17.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as long as I have the same things that I can do now.
So 21 would be perfect because then you can do everything you want and still be the same person you were and still be married.
All right. So we're going to start wrapping this up. I hope you enjoyed our first podcast. Make sure you download the Anchor app to submit questions for our next podcast. We'll answer them throughout the podcast. We're going to try going through a rapid fire questions. So we're going to try answering them as fast as we possibly can. We have a ton of questions in front of us. And just so you guys know, we're going to try switching it up every single time, every podcast, and have a different conversation about something different, maybe deeper conversations or maybe lighter conversations. But feel free to add your input and what you think we should talk about during our next podcast. So here we go. You ready, Nancy?
I got one.
Okay, go for it.
What's your favorite TV show?
My favorite TV show was V, but now is Mr. Robot and American Dad and Family Guy.
He's got three, not just one.
I got a few of them. So what's a new hobby you would like to try?
New hobby I would like to try is riding four-wheelers.
Okay.
Okay. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food right now, I would say, is pizza and mofongo. Mofongo is a Latin dish. Look it up. Your turn. What's your favorite restaurant and why?
Favorite restaurant would be the Italian place, what's it called? The one at the mall.
Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory.
Well, it's not really Italian, but I mean, they serve Italian food.
Whatever. Cheesecake Factory.
Okay. Let's see here. How often would you like to go out on a date?
Two or three times a week.
Two or three times a week. Wow. Okay.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Guilty pleasure. I like to sleep.
Your turn.
What was the moment when you laughed harder than you ever laughed?
Oh my God, that's a hard question.
All right, let's jump from that. Who is someone that inspires you?
Jesus.
All right. Describe to me your ideal day.
This is a grill. An ideal day would be going to work, getting everything done, being home on time, being able to cook, being able to get my daughter in bed, and then be able to watch something I like. Describe a new hobby you'd like to try.
A new hobby I would like to try is learning possibly a new language. Maybe even start podcasting. Oh, wait. How would you like to be kissed?
Deep. I don't like pecs.
What are ways I can make you feel safe?
Make me feel safe. Hugging me all the time. What are five practical ways that you can show love? My love for you. Oh, stunt.
Okay. So this will be our last question. So the question is, what are five practical ways that I can show my love for you? That's what Nancy asked me. Five practical ways. I think maybe I remember you used to leave notes on my computer. Since I go to my computer for work, leaving a little note saying you love me or some kind of inspirational quote in the notepad or something like that is always a great way. That's very practical, easy, and a good way to show that you love me. Sometimes we used to make breakfast in the morning. That's always great, too.
When I'm not rushing out.
But yeah, I know you're rushing out sometimes. I think every once in a while, just randomly cuddle with me when I'm doing something. And then just, you know, whatever. I think I really can't think of too many ways. I mean, probably doing something sporadic, like calling me and you know, just chatting to me about your day and maybe saying you're outside to pick me up for lunch. I don't know.
That's it?
It would be pretty cool, but quite expensive to one day show up in the city where I'm working since I travel so much. I always thought that would be pretty awesome.
Surprise!
Yeah, just a crazy surprise. You would have to know my schedule, of course, and what hotel I'm staying at, which you usually do. Mm-hmm. I have plenty of airline points. You could just book your flight on your own, and I would never almost know. I mean, I always know everything. But
he knows everything. Yeah, he's like the detective Miguel.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, that's all the time we have. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please God subscribe bless. To us on Anchor. We will be trying to do this on a weekly basis or a little bit more often. Feel free to ask any questions via the Anchor app, and I hope to hear from you guys soon enough.
Goodbye, guys. God bless you.